Begin the current daf, Masechet Pesachim, daf Ches, begin on the base, begin to test the master, begin with the Gemara, she is Kelayim Haba, that is Shemer to the world to come, and the Tzad Gomer is a totally righteous person, which Jesus comes to explain a seemingly contradiction. Because Bahadina, this would admission Satika, but Shravel Nasa Kabul Pras, the person should not be like a servant that serves the master with the intention of getting a reward. Here seemingly we're saying the person's a tzaddik gomer if he's doing it for reward for the world to come. Says Taisa Hainabakai Gabna, that's only in the situation Shem Loi Tovi Loi Isa Toyva Shimatzaba, if the good that he's waiting for, that he's anticipating, if he doesn't get it, Toyo Miskaratal Stokish also then he regrets the charity that he did, then that's something that's not appropriate. But someone that wouldn't regret it, even though he's not going to get this, like we're saying in Agamar of Oil Mabo, then Harid Zatalikaman, that's what we're saying, the person totally right. That sounds like that's the resolution, that's the interpretation of what does it mean, the person Sadi Gamar, because he wouldn't regret it. The master begins with this comes to teach you that your cows are going to be grazing in the pasture. Chase explains, where do you see this? The Gemara is learning up in the pasuk that when you're going to be oily regal, no one's going to desire your land. So we understand that your land's not going to get ruined. Where do you see regarding your cows grazing that they're not going to get harmed? So he says, Umi es kadarsh. The word es is always es artzacha. Your land, which is hatkafal artzacha, which is secondary to your land, which are your cows who would graze over there in the land, then that's also not going to get harmed. Tinnik says, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, like Rav Ami. Like, it's coming to tell us the drush of Rav Ami. Tay says, now based on that, what do we do with S? We just mentioned in previous places that S comes to include something, but now that Arzach has come to tell you that Lila Reg is only for those who have land, so what's S? Tay says, Rav Tim, if you're going to say, well, Hashta S Lama Lila Medrash Bahalicha, what does S come to teach you regarding when you're going to Yerushalayim? We said you don't need to teach regarding going because you have regarding coming back. So, what does S come to teach? So he says, right, if I read the recent, the pasuk was only written because of something, a novelty that is regarding the going. Like we said, because of the novelty of regarding your land, which is, if you have land, it's a chibal lila regal. So then we also say the word S to make this drasha to include also the halicha, like we're saying, you don't really need to tell you the parascha roi bafor regarding halicha because we know regarding the chazara, but once we have to say halicha because we want to say that pasuk about artzacha, so then we already say all the elements including hatavala artzacha, which includes parascha bafor. Two next is the words of Gemara, Rav Dai Chintainis. Rav infers from the fact that it's described as the outer watch. Tais explains the machlek is Rav and Shmuel regarding the opinion of Beis Hillel regarding the rows that are the outer ones that are the upper ones, which one is Medayik Techatzainis, one is Medayik Talyainis. So, but why are they each one's saying each the way they do? So, Nulu, the Reis says, because the Rav, so Rav holds the Kilimedic Techatzainis is more appropriate to infer from the description of the outer ones, and therefore, again, it's the outer ones, the top one and the one beneath it, Shaditnam Bereshah, because that's the first description that says. Then, Talyainis, you could interpret it means to say in contrast to that which is the lower ones. Whereas the Shmuel Sabah heals, no, the Melioin is acclimatic. It's more appropriate to infer from the upper ones, which would be the top one and the one within it on the Gog, and not the one beneath it. And the reason is, Kivin Elioin is Achitoin is Koi. Because Elioin is going on the outer ones. Mefarish Mahichitoin. It's qualifying and describing and explaining what are the outer ones. It's the upper ones, which the upper ones is the top one and the one and the one within it. And then you have to say that the Chitoin is just coming to say the outer ones and not the innermost ones.